You are back with Pave the Way. We're coming to you from right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in Dallas. Actually, we're in Powder Springs at our studio. We live in Dallas. And if you came here from an ad, hey, we're glad those things are working. Thank you. If you subscribe, please comment, share. Thanks for being here. Today, Brent and I, it's Brent's 33rd birthday. Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, dude. It's Jesus year.
The Jesus year, that's right.
Hopefully I make it.
We're praying for that. But this year, we're going to talk. This is your year to show value. And this year, you're going to have so much value that you get to share with other people. I thought, why not make the topic today how to be like a person of value and a man of value? And just, you know, I think about how there's times in business partnership where you're really dependent on others and the value that Brent's able to show and vice versa. I try to show it back and how value has helped our careers, whether it's making a sale or whether it's networking, becoming friends with people. If you have something to provide to people, if your value is the definition is being useful, you know, if you have usefulness to other people, it's much easier to hang out with them if it's more than, you know, if they provide no value or, and things like that.
You don't hang out with people very long if they're not providing value in your life most of the time. I mean, some people do for their whole life.
Yeah. And I agree with you. Like, unless we're discipling someone, I try to only hang out with people that, you know, not selfishly provide me value, but like if there's no value coming to and fro in this relationship, like if we are not providing value to each other, then we probably don't need to have a relationship at this season in my life.
100%. And it's so funny to go here already, but like value, I love the usefulness or importance of something. And like when a friendship is valuable, it's not even like some of my best friends, I've been very fortunate. Like my best friend when I was 4 is still my best friend today. Like, we don't talk as much as we used to, but like he's my best buddy. And the thing about our relationship is there's nothing required. Like, it's not like I just value him and he values me. And those are the best relationships in my opinion, because a lot of times people can almost misuse this value and they can say, what's in this relationship for me? And that's a weird place to be when you're like, man, I need to get something from this. So I think that's also a funny way to look at it, is that I value some of my friendships just because they're my buddies.
Yeah.
And like I care about them and I do life. So that value, they're important to me. And it doesn't matter what they do for me, they're still important to me.
Correct.
That's what's really cool. That's a true friend, is somebody that you value and they don't even bring anything to your life. Maybe, you know what I mean? I hang out with this guy because he gets me this. So many people in life do that.
Yeah, and that's more, you know, loving too. And we're going to talk about our values here, because values are what makes up like your entire life. Like whether you like it or not, you are living out your values. And there's a difference in being a person of value, but a person of value lives out their value, if I can say that correctly. A person of value lives out their value. And what I mean by that is, like, take our lives, for example. Right now, if it's not related to a relationship with someone, church, business, my family, or, you know, going to the gym, working out, then I'm probably not going to be involved with it. Like, if it doesn't have to do with those areas, because there's only so much time in a day, and I've already narrowed my time down to where I'm like, hey, this is what I got to do to have the results I want. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if it doesn't have to do with those values that I've placed in my life, then I'm probably not going to do it. And your life is the same way. You may just have not considered it yet. Yeah. But regardless, we're living out our values, and your values, you know, it's what shows up every day. You know, if you value being a good person, integrity is going to show up every day. If you value, solving someone's problem, you're probably going to sell more insurance or more real estate or more whatever you're selling than other people. You know, if you can show your value and live by it every day, you get to become yourself. You get to be more comfortable because you're living out what's important to you. And honestly, man, I feel like a lot of people have a hard time literally just being their self.
No, that's
would you agree with that?
Well, I think there is like a battle too of a lot of people don't develop enough to where they even feel comfortable being themselves, because the insecurities, I think, come because you haven't developed yourself. Because I have, like, people talk to me like, how do you get up on stage and talk? How do you do these things? How do you even do a podcast? It's like, I didn't want to do it. First of all, it's out of the comfort zone. Secondly, every time we do it, there's a little bit of nerves, but like the more you do it, the better it gets. So I think when you talk about the value and why people don't do that, I think there's a lot of insecurities that come with this. Cause like, you can know what your values are and you can know what you need to do, but then actually stepping out and doing it.
Yeah.
It's challenging mentally for a lot of people.
You may be a person that needs more esteem in the moment. You may need to, you know, build some confidence and really start to believe in yourself before you think that you can live out your values. But like I'm telling you, if you're sitting here and you have fear and it's living out, then basically you're saying to the world, I value fear. Like if you're afraid to get on a stage and say any words to people, and you don't have to be a paid public speaker. And this podcast, like you said, it was hard up front. I don't want to take anything away from having fear, because fear is what gets us to that next level.
I like that.
But if you're saying I'm not doing something because you're afraid, then you're basically saying I value fear. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that you are living out your values, you know. And if you're a person of value, let's be real, you're probably going to meet more people, you know, make more friends, make more money. Becoming a person of value has all kinds of things tied to it.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of positive results.
More impact.
Yeah. More we are trying to provide, you know, things to the God's kingdom, like through serving and, you know, meeting people, things of that nature. So if you become, you know, more valuable, and my next point here is that Christianity has provided major value add to my life. You know, before I started reading the Bible, I really, like, I had a ton of value to add to people for sales and stuff, but I, like, literally had no spiritual, like, love or anything of that nature. Just, like, it was so black and white. It was just, like, I'm going to do this, and it's going to get me this, and I'm going to get here. But now it's so much deeper than that, and I can't, you know, I could sit here and talk for 3 hours about Christianity, but, you know, not to sell you on it, but essentially it's just provided a lot of value to my life. It gave me morals to live up to. It gave me bigger things to dream about. It gave me hope for an eternal life. So there's a lot of things that happen with that. But the value is also created by implementing some of this stuff. I mentioned morals just now, but value is provided when you implement these things. Like, for example, if you're a salesman, if you're selling, let's say you're selling cups. Brent's got a cup he's drinking out of. Sell me this pen, sell me this cup. All right, let's say you're selling cups. Well, selling the cup's cool, and you do have to be a man of value, and you have to be a person of value, and you have to show the value and the problem solving in the cup. But the value actually comes as sales on the back end of the deal. And what do I mean by that? We sell real estate and insurance. It's really easy to get a house under contract, to be honest with you. All you got to do is you could offer 10 grand over what they're asking for. You can get everything under contract easily. But what I'm saying is that the value comes on the back end. It's how we're going to service. It's how we're going to negotiate. It's how we're going to get you to the closing table and get you in your new home or get it sold for you. That's where the value is created. In sales, people always think they're valuable because they're making the bank account roll and making an exchange, a transaction. But sometimes we get so transactional, we forget the value and the service of what we do. Uh-huh. And the service of what we do is literally, you know, people. That's what we do.
Yeah. And I think you talked about Christianity, and basically the love of Jesus Christ has been so valuable in both of our lives. And it's been so cool to watch Alex's journey, because, you know, he really started following Jesus hardcore right before we became business partners. Like, it was happening right then. And I was kind of giving my life back to Christ at that time. So it was such a, not that I had, you know, fallen out of that. I was just kind of living in the world, and I still battle with that. The flesh and the spirit are constantly at battle, but it was cool that God, you know, we put a Bible study in our office, and we said, we're going to do a Bible study every Friday. We've talked about that before. And that's not to toot our horn. It's just like, we wanted to make sure that Christ was the center, because we had both lived in the world, our other business partner, Rob, and we just wanted to make that environment the way that God would want it to be. And I think talking about this is so interesting, because something came to mind when you were talking, Alex, about how valuable our walk with Jesus has been. And it was a free gift.
Free.
That anybody has access to, anybody in this world literally has access to this free gift, who added this gift that Jesus Christ gave us on the cross and raising from the dead, is the most valuable thing that has happened to me or Alex, like, period. Like, my marriage is amazing, but I wouldn't have my marriage if it wasn't for Jesus. I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for him. So my point is, it's like, not only does falling in love with Jesus Christ, it's the most valuable thing that ever happened to me. And when you really get it and you really start reading his word and applying it to your life, every relationship becomes more valuable. Every job becomes more valuable. Your mindset, everything. And it's like, this isn't prosperity gospel, because you're still going to go through hard times. We go through hard times at least once a week where it's like, man, this was unfortunate. We just got an inspector shut our job down and it was tough, you know? And it's like, we learned a lot, but our faith keeps us firm in those terrible situations where we're able to see the good things. We're able to look back and have gratitude of what God has given us. And we realize, like, dude, none of this really matters. And none of the worldly things that you think of. I'm not saying don't go have a nice house, a nice car, but at the end of the day, your heart and your mind have to realize that this love for Jesus is the most important thing. So I just wanted to pause because you kind of just brought that out. And what you were saying, like, dude, Christianity has provided major value to both of our lives.
And it's amazing. And what it also does, like, that's what it is when you dig into the word and you actually get to understand it. But if you're on the surface and you don't even know, like, what's going on with that, basically what it really does is it shows you new values to have. So what I mean is just like, you know, hey, you know, I used to say cuss words all the time. And in there it says that, you know, if you speak negatively, you're actually like speaking death over yourself and like you're speaking for negative things. And all you do is like change some things you're saying. And then like, boom, I feel better. That's like really
surface
level stuff. How you treat people. You go from, it gives you a choice to, you now know in your mind that there's a choice to either love or not. And you try both, and the loved one usually is, it ends up better, like probably 100% of the time. I've tried both many times. I've tried the not loved one like 10,000 times before I started trying the other one.
Well, I think a lot of people run from it because they, like, I've talked to so many people that have like a church hurt, and we're talking about love for Jesus here. We're not necessarily talking about love for the church. I think the church is amazing, but the value has came from my walk with Jesus. Really?
Absolutely.
You know, church is an amazing part of our life, but I just want to overemphasize it's more the relationship with Jesus that brings that value, because you brought up a great point. It's like getting to the next level. We've both been studying the Bible together for 4 years now. We go back and forth with our Bible study. And you know what we do to each other? We sharpen each other. And it's been so cool to have a brother to share doing a Bible study with. And the value that has came from that has made me more valuable in the workplace, more valuable in my relationship with my wife, more valuable in our relationship. So, dude, I love that you brought that up.
Yeah. And if you have values that don't align with your behavior, like, we are talking spiritual realm in this category, but if you have behaviors that aren't, or I'm sorry, if you have values that don't align with your behavior, like if you're acting a certain way, but you know you don't value that. Like, for example, there was a time in my life where I was drinking alcohol like 5 days a week. And there was finally a day where I was like, you know, I don't value the alcohol anymore. But you know what? I kept drinking it for like 6 more months. And so what happened was my values and behavior weren't aligning. Like, I was doing the thing that didn't align with where I wanted to go.
Wow.
And, you know, finally I made a behavior change. And what, so when you're not aligned, that means you either need to have a new discipline, create a new habit, or change your mind to align with where you're trying to go. So what I started having to do is I had to start saying, like, wow, you know, a Budweiser sounds really good at 3 p.m. on this Tuesday when I don't have anything to do, but I think I'm just going to get a water right now. And if I can beat it this time, I can do it again in an hour. And then I can do it again. And I just had to, eventually my mind started to shift, because there's a future version of you that doesn't worry about the things that you're worried about right now. There's a future version of you that, like, if you're scared financially, there's a future version of you. I don't know where it is. You have to align with that and decide for yourself. But there's a future version of you that isn't worried financially. There's a future version of you that is saved spiritually. There's a future version of you that meets where your goals are, these values that meets you there, and becomes wherever it is you're going, becomes who you will be in the future. And we all have unlimited potential. All right. Your values are going to set up the rest of your life. Another thing I have written down here is that time is something we need to value. Time.
Absolutely.
Talk about time. And you know, I think we're so aware of it at this point because everybody talks about it, but sometimes I still find myself falling in like poor time management.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man, because it's, for both of us, it's, you get to the point in your career and your life where you have to learn to start saying no.
Absolutely.
Dude, it's like every day there's sort of phone call or some sort of opportunity that you can, and you gotta understand how valuable your time is and the things that you need to be doing. Like, there's things for me, like, I've got to be prospecting for homes. I've got to be following up on certain houses. I've got to be progressing that, because that ultimately plays our bills, right?
Yeah.
So if I value that, if that's valuable to our business, and my mind is away from that, and I'm not managing my time properly, what ends up happening? You end up not making any money.
That's real.
You end up.
And we've been there, guys. Like, in 4 years, we.
Dude, in 10 years of my sales career, every salesman battles with it, because you have the good months.
Yes.
And then what happens in the good months a lot of times?
You
don't value your time because you got a bunch of money in the bank account. And then 3 months later, you're like, what happened to my money? But your time valuation changed because you had money in the bank.
And going back to what you said about saying no, like, when you start producing all this activity, like, when you start calling people, talking about this, doing this job, you know, we got a couple businesses going, and I probably have like minimum 20 to 30 phone calls minimum a day, like every day, like every single day. And the thing about that is that you mentioned saying no. When you produce all that activity, like, you're going to have to say no. One thing I heard that explained it really well is that if someone's calling or texting you, they're basically asking you for their time. And you don't always have to give all of your time to everyone who asks. Now, if Brent and me are business partners, like which we are, and he calls me today and I don't call him back, well, that could slow down the course of my business. So I'm not saying just quit calling all your friends and business partners and everybody back. I'm saying if Harold from high school calls you and you haven't spoke to him in 4 years and he calls you when you're in the middle of doing something important for work, you don't have to do that right now. You can wait an hour and call him back.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm trying to say. And saying no, but though, because is a habit you have to.
100%.
Especially in sales, because my whole sales deal was like, I'm answering every phone call that comes in because it might be somebody that's calling me to make money.
And when going back to talking about Jesus Christ, when he gets a hold of you, there's also grace in this too, because I think a lot of times I can get so locked into like I need to do this that I put off doing the Lord's work. So it's also like, for me and Alex, a big part of our life, like I've seen this man be taking an insurance sales call and find out that their dad died or something, and he stops in the middle of that sales call and prays for that person. So I can't overstate, like, he values his love for Jesus more than his time management. So he spends, maybe that conversation now goes 5 minutes longer than it would have because you talk about Jesus, but how worth it is it in those moments?
Dude, it is, man. And I mean, I don't want to get emotional, but I've had people call me where like their family member passed away and they just called me and said like, you know, thanks for being nice to my family member. And that makes it worth it, dude.
Exactly.
That makes it worth it.
Because
really,
it's like, yeah, we value our time, but we value our love for Jesus. We're never too, and I'm not, we should never be too busy to stop and pray for somebody or stop and help somebody. But sometimes our values are so jacked up that that doesn't align. And now you've went 3 years and you haven't even helped anybody because you've just been so focused and laser focused on your goals and your dreams. So I love that our values make us value other people.
Yeah.
I love that.
And to the value, the point of the values too, like going back to it, like I said, the values you have are going to get lived out. If you become a person that has like a ton of value and you can think of yourself as a teacher and a mentor and a person who has skill and a person of confidence and courage, you can achieve things, you're going to make the people around you better.
Yes.
And that's what the Bible does. I mean, literally, because morally, I don't have the need to cuss people out. I don't have the need to, you know, maybe get in physical disputes. I don't have the need for the things that I used to give into. I don't have the need for them anymore. And therefore, the people around me automatically get a better version of me, and you automatically make them better.
Yes.
And that comes from development of skills. And also, that comes from I was discipled by someone, and I am now actively discipling people.
Yes.
And so that is going to provide value to anyone's life, no matter where you're coming from, no matter what.
Yes.
If you just got out of prison, or if you're a graduate from college and you can start developing skills and getting morally aligned with who you want to be in the future, that is going to make the people around you better. And we're just saying that the easy way to do that is to read a Bible. That's all I'm saying.
It helps, dude.
So, and value also too, we talked about saying no, but think about this. Think about the things you're saying yes to are the things you're saying I value.
Yeah.
And so the things you're saying yes to, I have a 1-year-old son now, and this dude runs around like a maniac. Like, dude, he gets into every crevice, like, you know, and he just takes stuff and just like puts it in his mouth like dog hairs on the floor, and he's just like, yum, that's good stuff. But I got to give him my time. I got to give him my generosity. I got to give him these things so he can grow up and be like a young man that provides value to society. And when I say yes to those things, not only am I providing value to him and my wife and my marriage, but I'm also providing value to this world. And so value is a huge thing. I can talk about value for hours on end because I've analyzed this so much. But do your best, man. Become valuable. Think about where you want to be. Think about where you want to go and try to align with it. And over time, I promise you will become a better version of yourself and you will have more value and find out what you value.
Man, and the last thing I want to say if you're closing out here is
I'm done.
Chase impact. Chase Jesus. Don't chase dollars. And if you chase impact and if you chase Jesus, the dollars and everything will come. And I think so many times we value money so much, we're missing the mark. So chase impact, chase Jesus, and the dollars and everything you need will come when it's that time for it to come.
Yeah. The ROI will be there.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.